Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
There's two elements to the coronavirus, COVID-19, that's dominating the papers here at home domestically this morning, but that's the next phase and the new restrictions. But I do want to start by mentioning the front page of the Irish Independent, first of all, this morning, because the headline really just caught my eye. A 31-year-old worker, nursing home worker, dies after contracting coronavirus. This is the story, Catherine Feegan writing, about a nursing home staff member, a worker just 31 years of age, who has died after contracting COVID-19. The woman was working at a clinic in Dublin and is one of the country's youngest fatalities from the coronavirus. And in a statement released to the Irish Independent, the clinic extended its deepest sympathies to the family of our dear and beloved colleague who recently passed away. Just absolutely shocking to see that headline this morning, just 31 years of age. More on that inside the Irish Independent too today. The story that you're going to be talking about this morning, I've no doubt, it's the front page of the Irish Independent also this morning. Their headline, older people to be allowed out for limited daily exercise. So with everyone now living in hope that these restrictions are going to be eased come the 5th of May, you should really take note of this story this morning, because what the Irish Independent is reporting, in a nutshell, the big easing on the May 5th, older people can exercise, a new limit to replace the 2 kilometre restriction, and effectively hardware shops can reopen again. According to the Irish Independent, what the paper's reporting is that older people are expected to be allowed time to exercise outdoors every day when the government begins to ease these COVID-19 restrictions next month. And under the plans being developed, the over 70s, they will still be asked to cocoon, but they will not be forced to stay in their homes 24 hours a day. They're talking about things like designating specific times for older people to use the parks and the local amenities. That's one measure under consideration, according to the Irish Independent. It is expected, though, that this ban, the non-essential travel ban, will also be eased to allow people to travel more than 2 kilometres from their home. But a new limit is likely to be set. Plans also being drafted to allow hardware shops, garden centres to officially reopen as long as social distancing measures are being adhered to. One of the main concerns, the Independent reports, is the concern really among ministers is the well-being of older people, and allowing them to get that little bit of exercise every day has emerged as a key priority for the government as it's trying to develop what they're describing as this roadmap that they've been talking about for the past 2 days for the lifting of the coronavirus restrictions on the 5th of May. And ministers hope older people living, for instance, in cities will be able to visit parks, while those living in the rural parts of the country will be able to take walks in their local community. Now, the Cabinet has also been warned that the next phase of the government's response to the virus could be far more divisive than the first phase. That's all according to the front of the Irish Independent this morning. We want to hear from you today. What's your view on that? I don't know what people were expecting to happen on the 5th of May, but older people can exercise, maybe a new limit to replace the 2 kilometres and the reopening of hardware and gardening centres if they can socially distance. If that's the case, would you be happy with that? It's certainly a start. What's your view? We want to hear from you this morning. Give us your reaction to that story. Front page of the Irish Independent. You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, and you can also get us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. Just as I mentioned that next phase, that's the story in the front of the Irish Times this morning, because the paper is reporting this confidential government memo that's warning that the next phase of this coronavirus crisis has the potential, as the Irish Times reports this morning, to be far more divisive as the full implications of the pandemic sink in with the public. And the note comes as the Taoiseach and the Finance Minister indicated that the government is to consider extending the COVID-19 measures. You may have heard it in the news bulletin. There are things like the rent freeze and the ban on evictions. But they will assess how special welfare payments can be tapered off in the next couple of months. And in a note sent to the Cabinet from the Department of Taoiseach this week, according to the Irish Times this morning, ministers were told that while the initial stage was both swift and unprecedented and was experienced by everyone together and in a relatively unified spirit, this may change as the long-term effects come into play. And it includes unemployment, reduced income, increased debt, closure of businesses, reduced educational opportunities, for instance, restrictions on movement and social interactions, and ultimately the loss of loved ones as well. And the note, the tone of which was described as jaw-dropping by sources, outlined the challenges ahead. Things like the difficulty of opening some sections of the economy. Lots on that story. Front page of the Irish Times. Also analysis too on the inside of the paper. And that's something that's going to be discussed on News Talk Breakfast as well, just after 7 o'clock this morning. To some of the other stories though, that you're going to be hearing much more about today. Interesting piece actually in the front of the Irish Independent by Paul Williams this morning. It's the zero burglaries reported in Dublin for the first time ever. The battle to try and prevent the spread of this virus has effectively flattened the crime curve right across the entire Dublin region. There were no burglaries recorded over a single day for the first time ever. And the number of offences recorded in every category of crime has also seen an unprecedented steady drop right across the country since this outbreak began more than a month ago and the lockdown measures were put in place. But for instance, last Friday, not one single burglary was reported in any of the Garda's six divisions which make up the Dublin metropolitan region. Really interesting figures. Page 16 to of the Irish Independent. More details, detailed breakdown of all of the different categories as well inside the paper. Also, just to point out again this morning, you may have heard this touched on yesterday, but inside the Irish Times this morning, passengers, their anger at airlines pressing them to accept vouchers instead of refunds for cancelled flights has now mounted as the transport ministers considering rule changes that would allow cash to be replaced by credit notes, vouchers really. Shane Ross's department said that although passengers remain legally entitled to full refunds if flights are cancelled, it has to protect businesses and jobs in the travel and airline sector. So the rules governing flight cancellations are important consumer protection provisions, according to a spokeswoman. But COVID-19 poses enormous challenges about how to protect jobs and at the same time stand over consumer protections. You may be hearing more about that if there's changes as they emerge over the coming days. Just on a different note too this morning, also inside the Irish Examiner, I don't know if people have been doing this. I know I have, but that's not to say that it's right. No need to disinfect your shopping. There's no need to wash or to disinfect items from your shopping basket when you return home, but you should wash your hands after you receive a takeaway, for instance, to the door. This is the leading authority in food safety has said that with last month recording the highest ever grocery sales, Safefood, which is the body that is responsible for promoting food and nutrition safety in this country, is reiterating the need for health and safety practices. But they say that it's not necessary to sanitise the outside of the food packaging. And while there is some evidence that the virus can survive in hard surfaces, the risk from handling food packaging is very low and there's no evidence that the illness can be transmitted in this way. More on that story, page 3 of the Irish Examiner 2 this morning. Also inside the Irish Times today, just on a different note, carbon emissions from power generation and heavy industry dropped by 8.7%. This is the carbon emissions from Irish power generation and industrial operations dropping over 8% last year, the Environmental Protection Agencies confirmed, and the reduction was in spite of a then booming economy prior to this pandemic. The decrease amounts to about 1.3 million tonnes. More on that story, further analysis, page 7 of the Irish Times this morning. Also, just a couple of other interesting stories. 5-year-old boys display chivalry are sexist. This is a new study in Britain, published in the Telegraph this morning. Young boys exhibit sexism towards girls, according to psychologists at New York University. The boys as young as 5 years of age display sexism towards girls, as the Sikh women, as they describe them, as being weak and helpless. And the study shows things like playing, you know, a prince and princess at school might be just an innocent game, but could also be a sign of sexism among boys who believe the girls need rescuing. This is according to psychologists at the New York University. Justin Bieber is your top guilt, according to The Sun this morning. A Justin Bieber song is the one that people feel most embarrassed about liking. Baby, a top 3 hit from 2010, came top in the poll of guilty pleasures. The Sony survey also found a third of people lie to their friends and family about their cheesy music tastes. I definitely don't. I'm actually very proud of my cheesy music. And also finally in the Mirror this morning, older people fighting over DIY. Money and DIY jobs in the house, they're the top causes of arguments among older couples. 87% I should say, of people who say that they argue within the relationship do so over home improvements, followed by things like money and then cleaning, the chores around the house. Interestingly though, this survey, they actually carried out the research among couples aged between 50 and 80 years of age. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.